well, Yeti or Bigfoot or Sasquatch.
Is that what he's talking about?
Yes, it is.
is that the message I'm missing here?
I think that's the message you're missing.
Is that right, Sharif?
Pretty much.
I'm out of the loop. Go ahead.
Well, now, you'll be amazed when I tell you that I'm sure that they exist.
You are?
Yeah. I've talked to so many Native Americans who've all described the same sounds, two who've seen them. I've probably got about, 30 books that have come from different parts of the world, from China, from all over the place. And there was a little tiny snippet in the newspaper just last week which says that British scientists have found what they believe to be a Yeti hare, and that the scientists in the Natural History Museum in London couldn't identify it as any known animal. Now, that was just a wee bit in the newspaper, and obviously we have to hear a little bit more about
this age of DNA. If you find a hare, there might be some cells on it.
Well, there will be, and I'm sure that's what they've examined. And they don't match up. What this my little tiny snippet said, that don't match up with DNA cells from known animals, so apes.
Did you always have this belief that they existed?
Well, I'm a romantic, so I always wanted them to exist.
All right, Sherry.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Well, how do you go looking for them? I mean, people have been looking, right? Is that like, or has this just been, since we don't really believe they could exist, we really haven't really made a serious...
Well, there are people looking. There's very ardent groups in Russia, and they have published a whole lot of stuff about what they've seen. Of course, the big criticism of all this is, where is the body? You know, why isn't there a body? And I can't answer that. And maybe they don't exist. But I want them to...